Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
We sit here on Tisha B'Av, a day of ashes, a day of tears, and yet beneath the tears, a day of staggering Jewish greatness, a day that reveals who we really are. The Chasam Sofer writes something almost impossible to believe. When Tchiyas HaMeisim comes, and we meet Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we will not be embarrassed in front of them. Why? Because 1700 years of exile, of wandering, of humiliation, of pogroms, inquisitions, expulsions, gas chambers and crematorias, and the spiritual confusion of modernity makes us equal to the Avos HaKadoshim. Reb Yehuda HaChassid says on the Pasuk, Ki Alecha Hiragnu Kol Hayom, we are murdered for you all day long, he explains. It's not only physical death, it's the busha, the shame, the mockery, the scorn of the nations. And busha is so severe that Chazal say, Yehorig Val Yavoid, they equate it to murder. So when the world laughs at us, are you still the chosen nation? Do you still believe in your ancient Hashem? That's Hiragnu Kol Hayom. And when we withstand that shame, we are performing a daily Kiddush Hashem. There's a story, a Nazi was beating the Kleismacher Rebbe and sneered, do you think you're still the chosen people? They're wunschen the folk. And the Rebbe, bleeding, answered, as long as I'm the one being beaten and not the one beating, I'm still the chosen nation. That's Jewish greatness. That is what the Chasam Sofer meant. And that is why we will stand tall next to the others. Because any trace of morality in the world, any compassion, any human decency comes only from the Torah. Without Hashem's communication, humanity collapses into chaos. Communism tried to figure out morality. Nazis tried to figure out morality. Modern Western culture is still trying to figure out morality. And without Torah, they fail every time. But we, Am Yisrael, we hold on. We hold on in the darkness. We hold on when Hashem is hidden. We hold on when the world mocks us. We hold on when we have no land, no power, no protection, only Hashem. And that holding on, that loyalty, that love, that is what makes us great. But there's a deeper question. If prophecy requires simcha, how did Yirmiyahu HaNavi say the words of Eicha? How can a Jew cry on Tisha B'Av and still be in a state of joy? The Chazon Ish explains, a Jew can cry from pain and yet be filled with joy when the crying itself comes from a place of connection, where the tears come from knowing, Hashem, I still belong to you, I still believe in you, I still hope for you. Nobody cries for something that is gone forever. We cry because we know it's coming back. We cry because we know there's hope. And that hope, that B'tochen the Ramchal says, washes away all sin. Kaveh Hashem. Hope in Hashem is meloshem mikveh. Every moment of hope in exile purifies us. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, the miracle of our survival against all odds is the greatest proof of Hashem's existence and Hashem's protection. And the Baal HaTanya adds, 1 second of dying al Kiddush Hashem accomplishes more for the neshama than 70 years of living al Kiddush Hashem. So what does Hashem think of a nation that has lived 2,000 years of danger, hatred, humiliation, and still whispers Shema Yisrael? The Trumas HaDeshen says, every second in exile, when we expose ourselves to the hatred of the nations and still cling to Hashem, is priceless in Shemayim. The Ramban reveals something astonishing. When we first entered Eretz Yisrael, we misunderstood the relationship. We thought it's a business deal. Keep the Torah, get the land. Break the Torah, lose the land. But Hashem didn't want a business deal. He wanted a love bond, a relationship of eternity. The relationship described in Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kadoshim. So Hashem sent us to Golus, not to punish us, but to teach us how to love Him without land, without power, without anything except Him. And in exile, we learned it. We learned to love Hashem not because of what He gives us, but because we're bonded to Him forever. Every mitzvah became an expression of love. Every humiliation became an expression of love. Every moment of survival became an expression of love. And the Ramban says, the very fact that we still exist, that we are still here to cry on Tisha B'Av, is already beginning of Geula. Because the first condition for Geula is, the nation must still exist. And we do, miraculously, unbelievably, eternally. So today, when we sit on the floor, we are not a broken people. We are a glorious people. A people who survived every empire, every ideology, every attempt to erase us. A people who held on to Hashem in the longest, darkest exile imaginable. And we will stand tall when Mashiach comes. We will not be embarrassed because the darkness made us great. The exile made us holy and eternal. And on Tisha B'Av, our tears are not tears of despair. They are tears of longing, tears of loyalty, tears of love. Tears that say, Hashem, we never left you. Not in Rome, not in Spain, not in Poland, not in Auschwitz, not in America, not in modernity. We are still yours. And Hashem says back, and I am still yours. That is the joy inside the sadness. That is the ecstasy inside the tears. That is the greatness of Am Yisrael. May we be zeiche to see the day when the tears stop, when the darkness lifts, when the world is filled with Hashem's light. Toir Eretz Mikvaydecho, and we will rise from the dust, unashamed, unbroken, eternal.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.